WTAW News Time is 7:05. It's 74 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Zwirnem and Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need today. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. There will be more delivery parking in the Northgate District following action by the College Station City Council, but merchants and those who make the deliveries say it's still not enough. Josh Haynes at Jack Hillier Distributing says adding an employee to stand by beer delivery trucks parked in fire lanes will cost more than $30,000 a year.
We don't like to, but one thing we're looking at is adding a delivery fee starting in September, and it's something that we really don't want to do, so the more we find better solutions for our drivers would be better for us.
The council approved adding three delivery locations, two of which will be loading zones during the day and free customer parking at night. College Station City Council members had a variety of opinions about a possible school bond issue for a new natatorium. Carl Mooney initiated last night's discussion. Mayor Nancy Berry and council members Jess Fields and Julie Schultz gave the final directions to the staff.
Look at our agreement with the school district on the natatorium,
okay.
and to look at that contract and what it expects of us,
okay.
And the school district and who uses it when and
okay.
And maybe a discussion about future options.
And some of the things that maybe are lacking that need to be, we need something better, or maybe there's programs we can't have because of the inadequacy.
School board members were told this week about two options for a new swim center ranging in cost from $25 to $32 million. Business at this week's Bryan School Board meeting included the hiring of three new principals for the 2013 to 2014 school year. One involves a current Bryan ISD administrator. Brenda McCullough will take over at Kemp Elementary. She has been the district's coordinator for elementary special services. The new principal at Branch Elementary will be Tammy Brinkman. She's currently the director of secondary education at La Vega ISD, based in the Waco suburb of Belmead. And Brandon Jaro will be the principal of Stephen F. Austin Middle School, replacing Patty Moore, who's retiring. Jaro comes to BISD from an intermediate school in Palestine. There's been a backlash to this week's decision by the Brazos County Health Department's Health Authority to eat a taco from the restaurant identified as the source of recent E. coli infections. Among those fielding phone calls and emails is County Commissioner Kenny Mallard, who serves on the Health Department's advisory board and attended Dr. Eric Wilkie's news conference.
Could have been done better, probably so. But I think he was, I think he was as true as what he was trying to do, is to let folks know that obviously the problem had been found, and they know where it occurred, and that was the main thing that the health district is trying to do.
Wilkie says he's decided to curtail public comment. Mallard says the advisory board will visit with Wilkie. The Bryan Fire Department and the Texas A&M Forest Service have unveiled a community wildfire protection plan. William Bowles of the Fire Marshal's office says this followed responding to almost 100 wildfires the year before last.
We have many green areas, large green areas in the city of Bryan scattered in between our neighborhoods, and we need to be prepared to deal with those kind of fires and those kind of complications.
This includes a free smartphone app. More information's on our website at WTAW.com. Officials of both agencies are scheduled to make a joint presentation during the next Bryan City Council workshop on Tuesday afternoon. It will be a working weekend in the Twin Cities for maintenance crews from the Union Pacific Railroad. 150 employees have been involved in a $13 million repair project that started in spring and will finish up in Hearn. UP spokeswoman Raquel Espinosa says most of the work has been during overnight hours.
Crews are replacing more than 85,000 ties, and they will also renew all of the crossings in Bryan and College Station. This should provide drivers with a smoother ride over the tracks, as well as help us move our customers' goods in a safe and efficient manner.
Railroad crossings will be closed at two locations in both Bryan and College Station tonight. Those locations are on our website at WTAW.com. And Texas voters are another step closer to deciding in November whether to use billions from the Rainy Day Fund for water projects. State Representative John Rainey is among the supporters.
The truth of the matter is we either need to spend that money in some good way, and I think this is a good way. Actually, it's not being spent by moving it into the bank, because it's a fund that is a loan, and we will get that money back. So it's not like it's really being spent. It's just moving it laterally into a bank that we can use it to help fund the water.
Rainey says the surplus fund has grown over the last 6 years from $1 billion to a projected $12 billion. WTAW News Time is 7:11. It's 74 degrees. This week the news is brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. We'll have more news for you at 7:30, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
As a proud supporter of Texas A&M Athletics and your local friends and neighbors in this community, Zwirneman Flooring takes pride in providing you our very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zwirneman Flooring, encouraging you to visit our brand new showroom at 2700 Wildflower Drive in Bryan. Other flooring stores promise a better selection at the best price, but if you don't shop around, how will you know? Call 776-2700 for Zwirneman Flooring today.
Saturday, June 1st, get the lowest prices of the year on all makes and models of Polaris pool cleaners at the pool store. Upgrade your old cleaner or simply make your swimming pool life easier and get a new Polaris pool cleaner. Plus, you'll get free standard installation on all Polaris pool cleaners purchased on Polaris Day. Polaris Day is Saturday, June 1st at the Pool Store and the Tower Point Shopping Center at the corner of Highway 6 and William D. Fitch. The Pool Store by the Pool Guy. If you drive a European car, you don't have to take it to Houston for service and repair. Pete's Auto Care has computers specially designed for work on European cars, and technicians with over 25 years' experience repairing and servicing European cars. Mercedes, Land Rovers, Audis, Minis, BMWs, Volkswagens. If your car is European, take it to Pete's. Pete's Auto Care, the home of trustworthy mechanics, at the corner of Villa Maria and East 29th and Bryan, next to Rattler's.
Our Brazos Valley weather forecast, it's brought to you by United Roofing. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
Once again, we're starting the day off with lots of cloudiness, some of it due to a thunderstorm complex in the west central part of the state. As the day goes on, some of these clouds will thin. We'll get into some filtered sunshine. We could see an isolated storm, 85 to 90. Partly to mostly cloudy overnight, 70. Tomorrow, turning partly sunny with the chance for a shower or a thunderstorm, highs 85 to 90. Partly sunny, the risk of an isolated thunderstorm Sunday, 85 to 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports. Aggie baseball is in the SEC tournament and dropped a close one last night. We'll get you caught up with that. A&M softball has to wait a day to play. All that plus NHL scores and more coming up with sports. We'll do that for you at 7:50.
It's 7:13 right now. Shocking. This is just shocking.
Oh, I bet you it's not.
One of the White House architects of Obamacare apparently surprised there are a lot of businesses that are planning workarounds to some of the law's major provisions. The National Review and the Wall Street Journal both report that to avoid paying the $2,000 per year per employee fine for not providing health care, many employers instead will turn to providing what are called Band-Aid policies. I mean, that'll cover, you know, they're not going to cover surgery, x-rays, or prenatal care, but other things, and it'll be less expensive. And the people in the White House are just shocked that
you're being facetious.
Yeah, companies are just trying to do that, you know, to work around that deal. All right. Yesterday, you may have heard this on the Wall Street Journal report a little while ago. Yesterday was the McDonald's stockholders meeting, okay? They always have their meeting there in Oak Brook, Illinois. And so Don Thompson is the CEO, and they take questions from the floor. The shareholders can come up to the microphone, and they can ask questions. And so Hannah Robertson did. Hannah Robertson is 9.
She's a stockholder?
Yeah, apparently so. Hannah's mom, named Kia, her name's Kia, she's a kid's nutritional activist, okay? So this 9-year-old, Hannah, stands up and lectures the CEO.
At nine. That would hack me off.
There are things in life that aren't fair, she said, like when a pet dies. I don't think it's fair when big companies try to trick kids into eating food. Okay? It isn't fair that so many kids my age are getting sick.
Well, then quit eating. It's not
she's,
other...
She's blaming McDonald's for unfairly targeting kids with their advertisement for food that's not good for them.
Good night.
I know. And then she ends up, because, you know, they ding a little bell when your time is over. Mr. Thompson, don't you want kids to be healthy so they can live a long and healthy life?
Nope. I want them all to die. Let's go.
Hey, you know what? tell you what, hon. They're in the business to make money, okay? And I don't know if you've seen it, but, you know, there are unconfirmed reports of hordes of McDonald's employees who drag kids out of their house and shove the food into their mouths and make them eat it.
I've seen it.
Yeah, it's all on McDonald's because, after all, they're the ones who are making these children eat this food. Look, they got healthy choices there, okay?
Well, what are some things we can do besides just getting mad on the radio?
I'm not mad. I'm not mad at all.
When we talk about this stuff, it always makes me mad. Okay. When I go silent, that means I'm mad.
Well,
I get tired of people being stupid. Well, like, what can we do?
Well,
you can't fix stupid.
That's right. Ron White told us that years
yes,
ago.
Yes, sir.
And the deal is, you know, Hannah, you don't have to eat at McDonald's.
Mm-mm.
You really don't. You're not forced to do that. And, you know, I believe they probably at one point in the board of directors meeting said, okay, we can make hamburger with meat or we can do it with Brussels sprouts. What do you think? And I think they pretty much decided meat would be better because that's what people buy.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's like our country is so wealthy, has so much time to waste,
yeah,
that we just pursue this ridiculous, stupid stuff. Instead of taking care of important things.
Well,
it's just stupid.
And the deal is, of course, this story comes up so that it can engender all sorts of different reactions from people. I'm sure that there are people out there who think that Kia, that's Hannah's mom, is great being a nutritional activist. But you can't force people to change things.
Nope.
You know, we talked to Charles Schwertner about this last week. He's a state senator, but he's also a physician. And he had put out an op-ed piece. You know, you can give people as many options for a healthy lifestyle as you want to, but you can't make them take those options. And so what are you going to do? Why should the government be involved in that?
One of the oldest sayings ever.
Yeah.
You can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink.
That's exactly
for heaven's sakes.
So where you want to be with that? That's and it doesn't matter whether it's a 9-year-old or a 99-year-old. You can get up there and talk all you want. As long as McDonald's has healthy options, and they do, then it's up to you to decide how you're going to do it.
Without question.
So that moves us right into, if you're looking for some low-calorie beers for this weekend, we've got those for you. Bud Select is only 55 calories. Did you know that? I know you were just clearing your throat.
Yes, I was.
Number two is Miller Genuine Draft 64, then comes Busch Light. I didn't even know they still made Busch.
I didn't either.
College students could tell you that. Natty Light. Natty Light comes in at 95 calories. All these are like, the Miller Genuine Draft 64 is just 64 calories. So there. Then there's Michelob Ultra and Miller Light and Coors Light and Corona Light and Bud Light and Bud Light. Two different kinds of Bud Light. So there you go. There's your low-calorie beers for you. The major bridge between Seattle and Vancouver on I-5 collapsed last night.
That was weird.
That's really strange. Dumped vehicles and people into the water. This thing is about an hour north of Seattle, but it is the major bridge between Vancouver and Seattle, about 71,000 trips a day on average. But the deal is, according to the reports, the records, this bridge has a sufficiency rating of 57 out of 100. So it's really not too good. And in fact, it was labeled as being obsolete in 2000. And it was labeled structurally deficient in 1992.
Well, what happened to all the infrastructure that we were supposed to be getting?
That's 20 years ago. Yeah, where's that money gone? Huh. Anyway, right now the river's 18 feet deep under the bridge. And they said it'll be, you know, have to be rebuilt, but basically unusable for the foreseeable future. So for people trying to go that way, they're going to have to do something a little bit different. But I'm amazed that there were only three cars that fell in when this thing collapsed. But good that tragedy was pretty much minimized. Everybody was rescued, by the way. Researchers at the Urban Land Institute reveal that millennials, that'd be your 18 to 35s, still need an allowance, even if they don't live with their folks.
Wow.
More than one in five independently living millennials still rely on mom and dad. Half say their phone, their cell phone costs are covered. 50%.
By mom and dad?
That's what it says, the 18 to 35s. 36% get contributions toward clothing. 34% receive car insurance. That's probably, I could see
that because it's cheaper.
Yeah, but I do my own car insurance.
Okay.
They don't help me with clothes, but they do help with the phone. I think part of that could have to do with, because they're your kids, and we've received phones, you know, in high school, and those plans are so complicated. I know with my family, it's cheaper for me to actually be on my parents' phone plan.
Probably, yeah.
So that's why I'm on their phone plan.
You could pay for it if you needed to.
Yeah, but okay. I'm tied into their phone plan, and it's so confusing anyway to try to, especially if there's a lot of people in your family. We have about five people on our plan, so...
Don't we need cell phone advocacy groups?
I absolutely think so.
You know, so that we can understand exactly what that
thing
says.
Well, but if you're getting the Obama phone, it's free anyway.
Oh, you're right. That's true. Well, I'm not getting one of those. But anyway, and many say that they get help with bills like rent, cable, gas, and health insurance. One quarter of the group still lives with their parents or other older relatives. Imagine, I'm living with my big brother. Okay. 32% own their own homes, 37% are renters. So that's the story on millennials, the 18 to 35s of you. Okay. Oh, remember Charles Ramsey? This was the guy who lived next door to the Cleveland kidnap victims, okay?
Yeah, the one who advocated for McDonald's.
Right. He's getting burgers for life.
Wow.
But not from where you think.
Really?
More than a dozen Ohio eateries have offered up their burgers to Ramsey anytime he wants.
That's awesome.
He will be presented with a Good for Life Chuck card when he returns to Cleveland from traveling.
That's awesome.
That is really good.
That's awesome.
That was smart to do that.
Talk about getting scooped.
Yeah. Hello. You're exactly right. That's a missed opportunity by the Arch people there. We want to honor our local hero with local food, said the guy who operates four restaurants in on the offer.
What is it you always say, Scott? Eat local.
That's it. He stopped his meal midway through to help those women. We're going to make sure the next time he does that, he gets a full opportunity to finish his meal.
There you go.
In addition, Hodges Restaurants, where Ramsey works as a dishwasher, has also created the Ramsey Burger in his honor.
Awesome!
Yeah. Still no word from McDonald's, though. You know, they had said they would be in touch, but as you just said, they may have waited a little bit too long. That opportunity.
That's just awesome.
That boat has sailed for them. He comes walking in. I mean, he'll be a celebrity. I mean,
they'll
roll the red carpet out for him.
Absolutely.
He'll get TV coverage. They'll get publicity out of the deal.
It's brilliant.
Yeah, there you go. Burgers for life. And it's a Chuck card. Can't beat that.
Secure on-site document shredding is now available thanks to Brazos Valley Recycling's advanced mobile service. All shredding is done at your location and always visible by you, eliminating the chance of confidential papers being seen by others. It's easy. Just place your documents in the supplied locked container, call when full, and watch as it only takes 40 seconds to shred. Secure, convenient, affordable. Learn more at BrazosValleyRecycling.com.
The BMW 3 Series is the only car to win Car and Driver's 10 Best 22 years in a row. As in, the 3 Series isn't one of a few to do this, it's one of one to do this. No other vehicle has ever done it in the history of Car and Driver. Not Audi, not Mercedes, never, ever, 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 ever. Come see why for yourself. The BMW 3 Series. We only make one thing, the ultimate driving machine.
Visit Garland Shelton BMW. See them on the web at garlandsheltonbmw.com.
This is Jeff Mirsky with W.E. Gibson Insurance. Is your current insurance relationship living up to your expectations? Do you have the confident feeling that your agent is looking out for your best interests and has provided you with the service you feel you deserve? If the answer is no, I would like to meet with you soon to discuss how we can get started. With a commitment to good business relationships for over 125 years, W.E. Gibson is a trusted choice independent agency. We are more than qualified to provide policies for your home or business with the best coverage at a competitive price through a personal and professional relationship. You are just one call away in discovering that W.E. Gibson Insurance is the best choice for local expertise when it comes to your insurance needs. Give me a call today at 694-1555, or better yet, stop by our new College Station office at the corner of Longmire and Deacon.
When you need us most, we're by your side.
Good morning, it's 725, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Let's check the weather. It's brought to you by Johnson Performance and Wellness Center. Find yourself at Johnson Performance and Wellness Center. Log on at drdrewjohnson.com or call 268-1162. Well, in the pattern, got a 20% chance of some showers that might pop up all the way really through Tuesday of next week. And a high temperature each day, right at 90. Low temperature each night, right around 70. Short and sweet. Right now, the winds are out of the south at 394% relative humidity. Overcast skies, and we've got 74.
The first and official word on Texas A&M Athletics is AggieAthletics.com. Keep up all summer long with the latest news, releases, schedules, profiles, rosters, the stats from last year. You name it, we've got it. Spend time with your Aggies on AggieAthletics.com. Get the latest on tickets, TV schedules when they become available, and game times upon release. Your official site for Texas A&M Athletics all year long. AggieAthletics.com.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byanski at BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggieLandRealEstate.com.
Alaska is making another attempt to break the stalemate over oil and gas development. At a Chamber of Commerce event, Alaska's Governor Sean Parnell and Natural Resources Commissioner Dan Sullivan announced a bold new plan. They propose spending $50 million to create a 3D seismic map of the underground oil and gas resources at Anwar. Now, the last seismic map was created in the early 1980s. It was only in 2D. The new technology would provide a more accurate view of the resources that are waiting to be developed. But for the proposal to go forward, the federal government would have to partner with the state, and with Obama in office, that's a long shot. He's just the latest obstacle. Progress on Anwar has been deadlocked for 25 years. In 1987, the Interior Department signed off on Anwar development, but it didn't happen. In 1995, Congress passed a law to allow energy development at Anwar, but it didn't happen. Bill Clinton vetoed it and won high praise from environmentalist wacko donors. Now, despite rampant unemployment and high gas prices for 5 years, wackos are still opposed to Alaska or any other state using their own energy resources. They want the Keystone Pipeline killed. In New York, they're nixing oil and gas production. Job creation, economic growth, energy independence, doesn't matter. Their green energy scam agenda is all that counts. And these radical libs know that they have an ideological soulmate in the White House, in Barack Obama.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Folks, golf pros are the best of the best. These guys use the best clubs, the best balls, the best tees, and they also use the best golf travel bag. The bag that many golf pros use is manufactured proudly in the USA by an incredible California-based company, Club Glove. Club Glove not only makes the best golf travel bags, they also make the most durable, functional, and smartest luggage on the market. I have their TRS Ballistic luggage. It's better than any other luggage you have ever used. It lets the user connect and balance different pieces of luggage. Anybody can maneuver multiple pieces of luggage with ease. Nothing compares to this stuff. For luggage that is durable, beautiful looking, and easy to use, get Club Glove luggage. See for yourself at clubglove.com. That's clubglove.com. So much more than your typical luggage, this luggage balances itself. Visit them, clubglove.com.
Nestled in the heart of Aggieland, Emerald Ridge Estates is Aggieland's premier upscale gated subdivision. With tracts up to an acre and a half, Emerald Ridge Estates provides the peace of being in the country while possessing all the benefits of city utilities. At Emerald Ridge Estates, you'll experience privacy with convenient access to the middle of College Station. Priced from the 140s, Emerald Ridge Estates has only a few lots remaining. Purchase your piece of Aggieland in Emerald Ridge Estates by calling Jason Byanski with BCR Real Estate at 219-5555 or visit EmeraldRidgeEstates.com. Today.
AMCO Insurance began providing peace of mind to residents of the Brazos Valley over 135 years ago. Today, we still realize the importance of providing the best products backed by excellent service. ANCO's insurance specialists have the experience to design an insurance package to fit your needs, whether you're a business owner or need coverage for your auto, home, or family. Visit ANCO Insurance at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria in Bryan, or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:30. It's 74 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Spring Insurance. It's a great day at Spring Insurance. Call 777-4459. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. The consulting physician to the Brazos County Health Department isn't talking about the negative feedback to his decision to eat a taco from the restaurant where at least five cases of E. coli infections originated. Dr. Eric Wilkie told WTAW News in an email that he's decided to curtail public comment. County Commissioner Kenny Mallard, who attended Wilkie's news conference, is a member of the Health Department's advisory board.
Obviously, it has upset some people, so I will try to visit with Dr. Wilkie about it and talk it out. Obviously, I don't think that was his intent to upset anyone, but sometimes things don't always turn out like you plan.
Mallard says Wilkie's intent was to let people know the problem was taken care of and to educate the public on preventing future cases. 150 maintenance employees at Union Pacific Railroad have been working in the Twin Cities. Tonight, continue street closures at two locations in each city. UP spokeswoman Raquel Espinosa says this is part of a four-month project which began in April and will end in August.
Right now, we are in the middle of a $13 million track renewal project on the rail line that's located between Spring and Hearn. We try to conduct our projects in the evenings so that it does not disrupt commuters as much.
Go to our website at WTAW.com for a list of tonight's street closures. After Bryan firefighters responded to almost 100 wildfires the year before last, there's been a joint effort with the A&M Forest Service to improve advanced planning. William Bouse of the Fire Marshal's office says the two agencies have developed a community wildfire protection plan.
If you get a fire going behind one neighborhood through a greenbelt area and through a large area of trees and shrubs and so on, it can easily, very quickly move to a whole other neighborhood and have us involving with dealing with the wildland firefighting as well as endangering the homes and possible multiple structure fires all at the same time.
A formal presentation will be made during next Tuesday's Bryan City Council workshop meeting. On our website at WTAW.com is more information, including how to get a free smartphone app. Three new principals were hired at this week's Bryan School Board meeting. Two are new to the district. From an intermediate school in Palestine, Brandon Jaro will be taking over at Stephen F. Austin Middle School. Jaro is filling the vacancy created by the retirement of Patty Moore. The new principal at Branch Elementary is Tammy Brinkman. She comes from La Vega ISD, based in the Waco suburb of Bellmead, where she's the director of secondary education. And a central office administrator in Bryan is taking over as principal at Kemp Elementary. Brendan McCullough has been BISD's coordinator of elementary special services. Earlier this week, some members of the College Station School Board were interested in asking if the City Council might make some kind of contribution towards a new natatorium. A majority of council members last night wanted to get more information, but that was as far as Mayor Nancy Berry and Councilwoman Julie Schultz wanted to go.
Since we don't have a bond issue coming up this fall, I'm not sure how a partnership would work in terms of a financial arrangement.
Well, and they haven't actually asked us to be in a partnership.
Correct. Yeah.
So, I mean, it would be, I guess we should probably wait to see what the school district intends to do one way or the other.
A council majority directed staff to look at the city's agreement with the school district on operating the current swimming center and its deficiencies. Members of the Northgate Merchants Association supported a plan to add more delivery parking that was passed last night by the College Station City Council. Stephanie Steele of O'Bannon's is also on the Northgate Merchants Board.
It doesn't really fix the bigger issue. Like Chris Scotty was saying, the loading to the what I call the more central Northgate, which is the businesses on University and the ones on College Main. So we would like to see some progress on those. And the city has been really great. And I know we have met with Mr. Sims several times, and he's been really helpful.
Two of the three new loading zones will be reserved for daytime deliveries, then converted at night to free customer parking. As the Texas legislature comes to the end of the regular session, State Representative John Rainey is disappointed they haven't come up with more money for highways.
We have borrowed money and borrowed money to do roads, and I'm a small businessman, and my life has had a lot of debt through the years. It's not fun. It's hard. It's hard to pay it back. Interest builds up. There's not a positive thing in my way about going into debt for roads. And that's what the governor wants us to do more, and we've refrained from doing that.
Rainey has heard from state officials who say another $4 billion a year is needed for maintenance and a small number of new roads. WTAW News Time is 7:35. It's 75 degrees. This Look at the News is brought to you by Spring Insurance. We'll have more news for you at 8:06, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Howdy, friends. This is Gary Flinnikin with Spring Insurance. A new customer asked me why his old insurance was so much more expensive than ours. The answer is insurance companies are constantly reevaluating the markets they serve, determining whether to increase their presence in that market with lower prices or reduce their exposure with higher prices, all the while knowing that a certain number of their customers will never shop their rates and will continue to pay even the inflated premiums. Give us a call and let us show you why it's a great day with Spring Insurance.
I remember the moment.
I'll never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
As long as I live.
Several of us were working to rescue a family.
The house collapsed on top of the cellar door and trapped them.
We had to use Humvees and heavy machinery to move massive trees and debris.
We got them out.
We helped a lot of people out.
It felt good to know I could really make a difference.
Because I'm a citizen soldier in the National Guard.
Be there the moment your community needs you. Learn more at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Texas National Guard, aired by the Texas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Bring the spirit and character of Texas into your office or boardroom and let Russ and Linda at the Texas Trading Post help you choose the decor to show off your Texas pride. College Station's home to the Texas Trading Post, the largest online store for Texas gifts and decor. Framed battle flags, historical maps, custom metal art will give your office the elegant Texas look your clients will love. Texas Trading Post, voted best of the Brazos Valley for the past 2 years. Visit txtraders.com.
This is Jim Lewis of the Bryan Rotary Club. A founding principle of Rotary is to enlarge your circle of local businesses and personal friends to help make your local area better. Each year since 1994, the Bryan Rotary Club has been a proud co-sponsor of the Newman 10 Business Performance Awards, recognizing locally owned, fast-growing businesses. This year's awards will be announced June 5th. Growing our local businesses grows our city. We have supported that ideal since 1921. The Bryan Rotary Club and Bryan Broadcasting remind you to shop local. It's where the jobs are.
When you get braces from Dr. Elms, a whole new world of possibilities open up. A world where a smile is your passport to accomplishing anything, to learning something new, creating something different, doing something special, and letting the world know what is unique about just you. It's a special license to never stop dreaming, never stop exploring. Dr. Elms understands. A smile that will create a lifetime of smiles. A smile that will change the world.
Good morning. It's 7:38, a Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town. They're offering information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
Clouds to start. Some filtered sunshine as the day goes on. The risk of an isolated shower or a thunderstorm. Temperatures today are going to be about 85 to 90 degrees. For tonight, sky is going to be partly to mostly cloudy. It's going to be down to about 70. Tomorrow, we'll see some sunshine. It'll develop as the day goes on. Temperatures tomorrow up to about 85 to 90. It'll be breezy. There's the chance of a thunderstorm. Looking ahead to Sunday, partial sun, the risk of an isolated shower or thunderstorm. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
The field's a bit sloppy in the outfield. Yesterday, when we came to practice, it was definitely wet.
So they ended up postponing the Super Regional in Oklahoma as A&M waits to take on number one. A&M baseball played last night as well, plus the NHL playoffs and more coming up with sports. We'll do that for you here in about 12 minutes.
It's the NHL playoffs, everybody. Can anybody name any of the teams? Well, you can, but...
I was going to say, yes, I can name all of them.
Like, there's two of them from California, right?
Yep.
Yeah, okay.
Kings and San Jose.
Yeah. The Dallas Stars?
Nope.
Nah, they really haven't for a while.
No, they haven't been in the playoffs for the last 3 years.
Really too bad.
Hey, at least you just said, could I name a team, not can you name a team in the playoffs?
Oh, okay. Well, there you go.
And so that's the only team I know.
So you win a flower.
Okay. Oh, good. Yeah. All right, you better keep your promise.
Fine.
You said it on the radio.
Fine, okay. By the way, while we're talking about that, apparently there is a civil rights movement going on over in England over garden gnomes. Activists say they want these sculptures to be included in the country's most prestigious gardening exhibit. That would be the Chelsea Flower Show. But for years, snobs have looked down on those displays that featured garden gnomes. But every year, the garden gnomes increase in popularity. So there you are. Garden gnomes. Do they have every, I mean,
is so the gnomes getting better, or is their taste getting worse?
I don't know. Do they have everything under control there? Is that all they have to worry about now? Is garden gnomes?
Well, obviously not if you've watched the news the last 2 days.
Yeah, oh man. Really? That's
creepy.
It is. You know, I'm sure folks are aware of that. That's a guy being murdered in the streets of London.
That's what happens when you don't have concealed carry.
Yeah,
that
see,
was my first thought.
That's, well, you know, somebody said that to me yesterday. Said, you know, that's a strong argument for handguns.
You get sliced apart with a knife. I mean.
All right. Well, it's the hurricane season. You know, it begins next week.
It's supposed to be worse than ever.
Of course it is. It's always supposed to be worse than ever.
Yes, sir.
Well, let's get some names out there. By the way, what they're saying, and again, it's the government, so you know that they're going to be completely right. The outlook is 13 to 20 named storms, including 7 to 11 that will become hurricanes, and 3 to 6 that could become major storms.
As opposed to hurricanes?
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Okay, I was just checking.
Nah, it's an old rock and roll music, remember?
Yeah, I was just. Yeah,
I thought you were funny,
thank you,
Kevin.
Last year, this was the third busiest year on record with 19 named storms. This year's storm names, you ready? Andrea, Barry, Chantal, Dorian, Aaron, Ferdinand, Gabriella.
Is that E-R-I-N or?
That's E-R-I-N.
Yeah, he seems to be going in alphabetical order.
That's, yeah, it happens that way.
They always do that.
Yeah. I'm just saying.
Yeah, Fernand, thank you. Yeah.
So I'm saying, yes, it's knew. Aaron was an E. He's the one after it was Dorian.
We're going to do Umberto
before,
this year.
I mean.
And Ingrid and Jerry and Karen and Lorenzo and Melissa. Nestor. We have a Nestor.
Awesome.
Nestor. I hope we get to Nestor. That'll be
weird
so good.
Name.
Olga, Rebecca, Sebastian, Tanya, Van, and Wendy. Okay.
Wendy.
Remember that Take Me Out to the Ball Game song?
Yep.
You know, maybe changing the lyrics of that.
Why?
Well, they are rebranding.
Is it against to have peanuts and Cracker Jacks?
That's it.
Too
and there's
fat?
Not going to be any more Cracker Jack. They are rebranding.
Serious?
Yep, they are rebranding the caramel coated popcorn that for generations Americans have been using to rot their teeth to Cracker Jacked, JACK'D.
Because it's just not cool.
That sounds
anymore.
Really dumb.
Yep. Well, no, see, here's the idea. They're also
it's jacked.
Right.
Are they adding caffeine to it?
They're getting rid of their family. They're getting rid of their family friendly image. Is what they're
oh,
doing.
Oh no, that's really bad.
The brand, which by the way is part of PepsiCo and Frito Lay. Signed a deal with hip-hop musicians Macklemore and Ryan Lewis.
Who cares?
Automotive design firm West Coast Customs and Ashley Tisdale, who's an actress. Read the label carefully. The new flavors will include Intense Mix Spicy Pizzeria and Buffalo Ranch, Power Bites Vanilla Mocha, Cocoa Java. With a nod to the health-oriented, they will have a line of granola and nut hearty mixes. I don't think so. I mean, and again, not that I'm,
if I want that, I'll buy, what is it, Crunch and Munch?
I don't know.
Yeah.
They have other stuff for that, but apparently they're not doing, I mean, and the prize inside obviously doesn't matter anymore.
Yeah, no.
That's,
I mean, the prices
deal
are no good
because that thing's been crap for years.
Yeah, of course it has. But
a little piece of paper painted like Ben Franklin's face.
Yeah, and then you can lick it and put it on your face and you have yourself a tattoo or something.
Just like weird
that
stuff.
Domino's Pizza teaming up with a video chain rental company in Brazil with Smellvertising.
Oh,
Smellvertising.
Now that could be successful.
Using a special thermal ink on DVDs rented at the stores, the DVD players work like little ovens so that when it reads the disc, it triggers the smell of pizza.
That's brilliant.
While turning the image on the discs into pizza as well. When you remove the warmed up disc after viewing, you'll be able to read a message across the pizza image. Did you enjoy the movie? The next time it'll be even better with a hot and delicious Domino's pizza.
Oh, that's
wait a second,
brilliant.
Wait. Okay. So these are
DVDs.
Are the movies being provided by the pizza company?
No.
And does it smell like pizza the whole time?
I don't know.
I'm not sure I like this.
Well, the thing is, though, okay, what don't you like about it?
Well, I mean, I don't want to watch some movie and smell pizza the whole time, especially if it's like Braveheart or something.
Well, what I'm thinking...
Every time I watch it.
They'll work on haggis flavored later.
Yeah. Nestled in the community of Peach Creek, just south of College Station, you'll find the best kept secret in town. Peach Creek Vineyards is a unique Texas vineyard and winery. The area's newest vineyard is the perfect place to enjoy fine wines with friends in a peaceful rural setting. At Peach Creek Vineyards, treat yourself to samples or glasses of delicious wines created right here in the Brazos Valley. The tasting room is open Thursday through Saturday from noon to 6 and Sundays 1 to 5. Find out more at peachcreekvineyards.com.
Norman G. Tractor, low prices, large cash rebates, zero down and 0% financing on all new Kubota tractors, utility vehicles, and lawn equipment. At Norman G. Tractor, check out the new Kubota L3200F 32-horsepower tractor with 5-foot pasture shredder and 5-foot box blade. Only $12,795. Buy now from Norman G. Tractor and get $1,000 cash rebate and pay only $11,795. That's a monthly payment of only $214. Norman G. Tractor, zero down payment, 60 months interest free, top dollar for your trade-in, free delivery, and best after-sale service around. Serving the Brazos Valley since 1939. That's why Norman G. Tractor is known as the place to shop for all of your Kubota tractor, utility vehicle, and lawn equipment needs. For the largest selection and the guaranteed best prices, shop Norman G. Tractor, corner of Highway 39 and OSR in Norman G., Texas. See them at normangtractor.com. Voted best of the Brazos for 10 consecutive years. Remember, nobody beats Norman G. Tractor. Nobody.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
While the fountain of youth is just wishful thinking, Childs Dermatology can help you minimize those frown lines and wrinkles around your eyes and mouth. They have solutions to reverse the signs of aging, like Cool Touch Laser Therapy to rebuild and replenish your own natural collagen, the new Botox-type treatment Dysport to improve frown lines, and Restylane fillers to add volume and fullness for a more youthful appearance. Rejuvenate, refresh, repair at Childs Dermatology. Call 696-4444 or click childsdermatology.com.
People often describe the hectic pace of our lives as a race, but how many parents even know what they're racing for? Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. Max Lucado recounts a tale once told by Clovis Chappelle, a minister from a century ago. It's the story of two cargo boats traveling together down the mighty Mississippi River to New Orleans. They floated along, side by side, until sailors from one vessel made some remarks about the slow pace of the other. And with that simple spark, the race was on. The competition grew intense as the two boats roared through the deep south, chasing after victory. Well, eventually, one boat began falling behind from lack of fuel. There had been plenty of coal for the trip, but not enough for a race. As the boat dropped farther back, an enterprising young sailor began tossing the ship's freight into the ovens for fuel. They ended up winning the race, but they'd also burned up the very thing they'd been assigned to transport. This old tale is a timely lesson for us as parents. We have precious cargo also, our children, and it's up to us to see they get to their destination, adulthood, with a solid upbringing. For that to happen, we have to be present and steadily available in their lives. Unfortunately, when parents are too busy racing after life's prizes, it's usually our kids who end up sacrificing the most. To help your family thrive, go to FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Jay Farner here with Quicken Loans. Here are two simple words that should make you reconsider waiting to buy a home. Buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,350. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.5%, APR 3.65%, that payment could support a $300,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6%, that same $1,350 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $225,000 mortgage. That's $75,000 worth of home that you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Give Quicken Loans a call today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com and maximize your buying power.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
May is Better Speech and Hearing Month, and Audible Hearing Centers is providing free hearing tests plus 40% off MSRP for the entire month of May. Long-term untreated hearing loss can lead to permanent changes in your ability to hear and understand normal conversation. Be smart. Call Audible Hearing Centers and schedule your free hearing test plus 40% off MSRP for the entire month of May. Call 779-3070, 779-3070, or visit audiblehearing.com.
Howdy, good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports. It's 7:50. Fighting Texas Aggie baseball gave up four unearned runs in the 6-4 loss to number 13 Mississippi State Bulldogs in the SEC tournament last night. A&M put themselves behind the eight ball with three errors on the night. Starter Rafael Pineda was saddled with the loss. He allowed five runs, two of them earned, on six hits, one walk, and two hit batsmen while striking out five. Aggies will return to action this evening when they'll face number one Vandy again, this time in the elimination game at the Hoover Met. The contest will start 30 minutes after the completion of the 3 p.m. contest between Bama and the number two LSU Tigers. And all the action, of course, is live here on News Talk 1620 WTAW. The 16th seed Texas A&M softball team and number one Oklahoma are set to face off for game one of the best of three at the normal Norman Super Regional for the NCAA today instead of yesterday. And here's Coach Joe Evans on why.
The field's a bit sloppy in the outfield. Yesterday when we came to practice, it was definitely wet. You know, the field crew's been working as hard as they can work, and I think everybody felt like, you know, we don't have to play today, we shouldn't play today, and we'll get back after it tomorrow.
First pitch is later this afternoon at 6 o'clock on The Zone, and it's on TV on ESPN. Saturday's schedule is still to be determined. Two Texas A&M two-time All-American and number four seed Christina Sanchez-Quintar has advanced to the NCAA Singles Championship round of tennis for the Sweet 16 with a 6-2-6-1 second-round victory over 19th-ranked Mayo Cosi of Georgia. Texas A&M advanced very well in the opening day of the NCAA West prelims, with several moving on, 14 moving on to the quarterfinals, and two moving on to the championship in Eugene, Oregon. Dalton Rowland and Lequeux Moen Davis each qualified for a trip to Eugene in the discus and long jump, respectively. Yesterday was a travel day in the NBA, but the San Antonio Spurs center Tim Duncan has been selected to the all-first-team basketball team for the NBA. Joining Duncan on the team is Miami's LeBron James, Oklahoma City's Kevin Durant, Lakers star Kobe Bryant, and Clippers guard Chris Paul. Duncan and the Spurs will face the Grizz in Game 3 of the Western Conference Finals tomorrow. In baseball, both of the Texas teams had the night off, but the Rangers have placed right-hander Derek Lowe on unconditional release waivers and signed utilityman Mark Tian to a minor league contract. The moves yesterday came 3 days after the Rangers designated Lowe for reassignment. The 31-year-old Tian will join the AAA Round Rock Express later today. Rangers are in Seattle tonight. First pitch at 9:10. The Astros and A's square off at Minute Maid at 7:10 this evening, and that game is live on The Zone. In the NHL, the New York Rangers forced a Game 5 in the NHL Eastern Conference semifinals.
Kreider headed for the net. Nash gets the tool. He scores! He scores! Wes Kreider on the deflection, set up by Rick Nash. Rangers win Game 4 in overtime.
Kreider tallied with 7:03 in the overtime period, beating Boston 4-3. Chicago's down 3-1 in the Western Conference Finals as Jimmy Howard turned back 28 shots and Jakub Kindle scored the game winner in Detroit's 2-0 shutout of the Blackhawks. And in L.A.,
Kings win! 3-0, the final here tonight as the Kings take a 3-2 lead in this Western Conference semifinal series.
Aggie golfer Ryan Palmer is the first round record holder in the Hogan's Alley, firing an 8-under 62 for a one-stroke lead over Josh Rollins in the PGA event that's held in Fort Worth every year. And finally, you may remember back in December, Josh Brent was arrested for intoxicated manslaughter, killing a teammate, Jerry Brown. That again happened in December. Well, Dallas Cowboys nose tackle Josh Brent will attend a hearing today to determine if he violated the conditions of his bond. According to the Dallas County District Attorney's Office, Brent's alcohol monitoring device detected alcohol in his system. Debbie Dimon, the district attorney's office spokesman, said the office is seeking to have Brent's $100,000 bond revoked because he is not meeting the conditions of his release. Here's Calvin Watkins from ESPN Dallas.
His office believes that Josh Brent violated terms of his bail by either tampering with his alcohol ankle monitoring bracelet or he is taking alcohol. Now, I've talked to both sides here. Josh Brent's people are telling me he did not take alcohol. They're saying when tests are finalized, it will be revealed that he either had some mouthwash or ate some food that has some alcohol in it. Now, if Josh Brent gets his bail revoked, he will have to go back to jail.
From what I understand, it's not terribly hard to make one of those things operate or make one of those monitoring bracelets set off with the use of mouthwash because they set them so close. Brent is scheduled to appear in front of a Dallas State District Judge 9 o'clock this morning. That's your sports. It's brought to you by Awards & More, providing you the best in customized marketing solutions for your business. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Awards & More has a variety of promotional products and specialty items to help you promote your business. Awards & More, 710 North Rosemary and Bryan, can personalize any number of gifts to help you get the word out. Your first stop for plaques, trophies, medals, and custom awards should always be Awards & More. And Awards & More does silk screening for t-shirts. Call 696-3886 or go to the website at awardsandmoreinc.com. Awards & More, 710 North Rosemary Drive in Texas, across from Luby's.
When you're craving Buppy's Restaurant, you just gotta have it. And whether that craving hits during the week or on the weekend, Buppy's is open when you need them. Come hungry for Buppy's Lunch Buffet Tuesday through Friday with one low price that includes everything. And we mean everything. And when you need Buppy's on the weekend, try their Brunch Buffet every Sunday from 10 to 2 with all-you-can-eat breakfast and lunch favorites plus a carving and pasta station. When the craving hits, get to 506 Sulphur Springs in Bryan. At Buppy's, we feed people.
Hey, gang, it's Kevin O'Connor. Get Suddenlink's HD TV, internet, and home phone for only $30 per service per month when you bundle. Introducing Suddenlink Total Home, Suddenlink's best services working together seamlessly all in one package. It's part of the big Suddenlink Red Tag event, like free access to Suddenlink To Go, live local customer service to keep you online all the time. Get Suddenlink's 30-day money-back guarantee. It's the We Promise guarantee. And with Suddenlink's Total Home, it's ready to connect your family like never before, including TiVo Any Room DVR, TiVo Stream, free HD, Wi-Fi at home, unlimited U.S. long distance, Suddenlink Safeguard, and so much more. And to find out more, you need to pick up the phone and give them a call. Call Suddenlink today, 1-800-915-1866. Again, 1-800-915-1866, or visit suddenlink.com and save big during the Red Tag event.
Hi, this is Thomas with BCS Tires and Lifts. If you're making summer travel plans, make sure to include a trip to BCS Tires and Lifts to keep your car running great all summer long. BCS Tires and Lifts is your locally owned Tire Pros dealer. BCS Tire Pros is offering a great selection of top name brand tires and auto service, all backed with a nationwide warranty and free roadside assistance for 1 year. That's right, a free roadside assistance and a nationwide warranty. Give us your keys and put your mind at ease. Call us at 979-314-2484 or go online at BCSTirePros.com.
Aggie owned and operated Thrive Home Healthcare provides an excellent, cost-effective medical care alternative for patients and their families. Thrive Home Healthcare, helping others thrive. Call 846-1213 for qualification and more information.
Couple of minutes till 8, News Talk 1620, WTAW. We're getting stupider and stupider. Apparently, since 1889 up until 2004, that's when they've got the numbers, the IQ has declined 14 points among those who live in Western nations.
Are you serious?
No.
What does it have to do with it?
It's researchers in Europe that are saying that.
Aha.
Oh, so it's Eurotrash who's telling us we're stupider.
Well, they said Western nations. They didn't limit that to America.
Well, that's true. But they're saying anybody that's not them. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know about that. I would think it's inclusive because they're a Western nation.
Well, okay.
I would think non-Western nations would be the Middle East, the Far East.
Okay. I don't know. Well, I'll have to go and look that up, but we're just stupider.
I was going to say, I think this is all just kind of stupider.
A couple in York County, Pennsylvania, showing that that's not true, that our IQs haven't gone down. A couple in York County, Pennsylvania, faced charges after police said they stabbed each other during an argument over which contestant should win American Idol.
Were they drunk?
Now, Kat, why would you jump to that conclusion? Alcohol was involved. Karen Harrelson and 57-year-old Greg Stombach had been watching the show when they got into, it says here, a drunken argument. Now, just because they had alcohol didn't mean they had too much. Not to say that they were
overserved. I mean, if you're drunken, that means you've been overserved.
Well, I guess so. Well, of course, they're serving themselves.
It doesn't say tipsy argument.
No, pretty much on them. So, anyhow, one of them eventually went to the kitchen, grabbed the knife, stabbed the other. Then the other grabbed the knife from that one and stabbed them.
God.
The only thing that keeps that from being a perfect story was watching Honey.